This is Radio Shalom coming to you through
Planet FM.
Good morning. I have a wonderful surprise for you. We're delighted to invite back Carver Knowles, who is a musician extraordinary. So, Carver, what have you got to dish up for us today?
Well, I thought for this Klezmer show, we would explore some of the newer releases that we haven't heard before, and one or two old ones just to throw them into, you know, so we don't leave the past behind. And I've been digging through the interwebs to find us the finest of recent Klezmer, and a lot of good things are actually coming out of Holland, out of Amsterdam. So there's a newer piece or two from the Klezmatics as well, and just it's really time for some Klezmer. Are you ready for the ride?
I'm ready for the ride.
Strap yourself in, because we're going to start off with Papa Chadjes, and it's by the Amsterdam Klezmer Band.
Going
well. Good. Now here's my nerd part, where I have to tell you that the style of that one is called a share, and we most often hear the Russian share, because and share is scissors, and I don't know why it's called a scissors dance, but use your imagination, folks.
Okay,
are you ready for another one?
I am indeed.
Okay, now I always struggle to pronounce this one. Not the name of the song itself or the piece itself, but the Klezmatics' latest album is called Epikorsim. And I think I'm saying that right, but that's one that the spelling of it always makes me stumble a little bit. And any guesses, Joan?
Haven't a clue.
Oh, well, then. This song is called Three Ring Serba, and if you listen to the rhythm, it's a kind of horror, so it has that little bit of a loping horror vibe to it. So here we go, Three Ring Serba. Bit of the Klezmatics for you, the Three Ring Serba from their newest album, and I'm not going to try to pronounce it. And next up, though, we have another horror. This one is called Sam, and this is by the Flying Bulgar Klezmer Band. Now, because they recorded in Amsterdam, I think they are an Amsterdam Klezmer band, but I haven't actually done enough homework. They could actually be properly Bulgarian. So whatever they are really quite good. So here's Sam for you.
Bring it. Calvin, how do you find all this?
Well, honestly, I spend a lot of time Googling music. I go searching through all the search engines on Apple Music. I look at stuff on YouTube. I spend time hunting. In the old days, we'd have gone to a record store and dug through the bins and the crates and tried to figure out what was good, and usually based on the album cover art or if we recognize the artist. Nowadays, I go and just I listen to stuff, and it's the same process. It's just sitting in front of a computer. So quite honestly, it's not as much fun as going out and going shopping. But it's the same kind of thing. I go hunting for klezmer, and I'm involved in several different kinds of music. I mean, my listeners here, all everybody out there, you guys know me as the klezmer guy, but the truth is I listen to a lot of disco, and my missus is really into hunting for disco, and it's the same process as you'd go hunting for any of your favorite styles of music. I just go out and hunt. Or stay in and hunt these days.
So you're a hunter as well.
I am a hunter as well. In addition, I'm a composer. Now, we talked on the way over here about a piece of music that I'm premiering in Wellington soon. And it is, it's built around the concept of a doina.
Explain what that is.
Okay. So a doina is a slow kind of improvised piece of music where musicians kind of slowly unveil a bit of a melody and show off some riffs and that sort of thing. And usually it goes right before a nice, fast, ripping freilach. And so you'd start off with a doina, and then you'd let it rip. Well, in my case, because it's a classical work, I'm sticking strictly to the doina, but I'm writing everything out, so all the musicians are really playing my doina, not theirs. And so this particular one is called the Dybbuk Doina, because it's about a ghost story.
You're fond of ghost stories.
I really am fond of ghost stories. I know all those people who call me a Hollywood Jew, guilty, or a Halloween Jew, that's what they say. Halloween Jew, guilty. And so what I'd like to do is I'd like to play for you this doina and follow it with a freilach. So the doina is a very old one. It's Naftul Brandwine's Romanian doina from 1920. Very old recording, but it's immediately going to be followed by the Amsterdam Klezmer Band's new recording of a thing called Oscar's Kocek. So we're going to just go one end to the other so you get the feeling of what a doina going into a freilach feels like. So here you go. Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. These guys are good. I like for my Frelux to have some, like, twisty melody bits in it like that. And then just, and some rhythm.
But you also compose.
I do. And so that Doina that I composed, I should have explained, it's actually for piano trio. So it's piano, viola, and cello. I didn't find out until after I'd started with my subject matter that it was to be for a memorial for John Ura, who was with the Auckland Philharmonia for years. But I will say that, you know, while I didn't write something specifically as a memorial piece, I will dedicate it to him. And the reason why is this. This was a guy who loved all aspects of classical music and wasn't afraid of something that was different or dissonant. And since I've given them both different and dissonant, I think this guy would have really enjoyed it. So it really is for John. And wherever he may be, I hope his spirit enjoys the bit of madness with which I wrote it. I'd like to actually finish up, because you, also composition, I wrote a work about 2 or 3 months ago that was a memorial piece for Haji Dawood Nabi, who was killed in the Christchurch attacks, and he was Muslim. And so in my musical work, I tried to find that space where our shared tradition, we call it a doina, and in the Muslim tradition, it's called a taksim, but that instrumental free-flowing piece where you kind of can be emotional without being constrained by rhythm. So I wrote this work for him, and it was premiered at a clarinet competition in August. And but just in doing so, and in feeling actually, and this one was written specifically for the memory of Haji Dawood Nabi, because the whole story moved me of how he showed love and compassion to the man who was about to kill him. And I think that that was a very strong statement for him to make, because he was the sort of person who believed that all men are brothers. So I'd like to round out today's show with one that you and I have shared back and forth before, and with a song that means a lot to the both of us, and I think it means a lot to our listeners. So I've brought along one more time, and I think for all of us, and all of us listening, and all of you here with us, the song by the Klezmatics, I Ain't Afraid.
I love it.
The Torah, I ain't afraid of the Quran. love is killing us. I ain't afraid of your money. I ain't afraid of your culture. I ain't afraid of your choices. I'm afraid of what you do in the name of your God. I ain't afraid of your Sunday. I ain't afraid of your spirit. I ain't afraid of your teachers. Afraid of what you do in the name of your God. I ain't afraid of your Sabbath. I ain't afraid of your borders. I ain't afraid of your dances. Afraid of what you do in the name of your God. I ain't afraid of your children. I ain't afraid of your music. I ain't afraid of your stories. I'm afraid of what you do in the name of your God. I ain't afraid of your Yahweh. Jesus, I'm afraid of what you do in the name of your God. I ain't afraid of your Yahweh. I ain't afraid of your Allah. I ain't afraid of your Jesus. I'm afraid of what you do in the name of your God. I'm afraid of what you do in the name of your God. I'm afraid of what you do in the name of your God.